Greetings, I'm Heather Stang, author of Mindfulness and Grief. Today I'm going to lead you through a gentle yoga and mindful movement practice from the book. It's designed to help your body relax and your mind to focus so that you can find some sense of equanimity during your grief process. It's my hope that this practice will not only help you while you are grieving, but become a practice that you return to again and again for the rest of your life. Do not worry about making this practice look like yoga. Instead, follow the instructions as best as you can and improvise or modify the movements to keep yourself safe. Stay connected to your breath, following each inhalation and each exhalation. And remember that your breath is an indicator of how you're relating to your edge in a present moment. The edge in a stretch is the place where it's just right. Not so little sensation to be boring, and not so much that you're straining or causing yourself any harm. Ahimsa is a principle of yoga, which means nonviolence. Practice towards the self and others. Always come back to that rule again and again, and let your breath be the barometer that lets you know how you are in each stretch. We're going to start today by laying on your back, on your mat or blanket. So take a moment to transition there. And let your arms lay by your sides, palms facing up if that's comfortable. And turn your awareness to your breath. You might notice your breath at first somewhere around your nostrils, moving in and out. There might be a small amount of sensation. You might notice the temperature, rhythm, or depth of your breath as you lay here on your back, allowing gravity to take over as you sink into the floor. Simply follow your breath in and out of your body and begin to notice the space between each inhale and each exhale. Get really curious about your breath and imagine it were the first time you ever noticed it at all. The sensation, the texture, the rhythm, the pace, the temperature. Maybe you even sense a color or a smell. Allow your breath to really engage you. And at the same time, begin to soften your belly. Now begin to deepen your breath so that it fills up your belly like a balloon. So you might slow down your inhales and your exhales. By deepening your breath and taking a longer exhale, you're allowing your body to activate the relaxation response, which is the opposite of the stress response. So continue to deepen and elongate your breath as you fill your belly on the inhale and empty it out completely on the exhale. And again, filling it up like a balloon on the inhale, letting it go on the exhale. Now imagine that you could breathe in three dimensions. On your next full inhale, fill up your belly all the way up to your chest. Imagine that you could breathe to the top of your head and then exhale completely. And as you continue to take in a full body breath, recognize that you don't just breathe into the front of your body, but but you breathe into your sides, the rib cage, and the back of your body. There might be places where your breath feels stuck or tight, and there might be places where your breath moves easily. And right now, there's no right or wrong. Just observe what's happening in your experience. This is time for you to turn inward, following your full deep breath in and out. And now one more full, expansive breath in, complete exhale out. And then let go of all striving and simply breathe with ease. Natural, easy, organic breath. As though the breath could just breathe itself. And rest here, just noticing your breath coming and going without having to do anything about it. Now gently rock your head from side to side, creating a little movement in your neck. And then find the still point in the middle. Resting on the exact center of the back of your head. And on your next exhale, bring your right knee in towards your chest and use your hands to pull your leg in close. You might be able to reach around the top of your knee with your hands and pull it in. One knee to chest, right knee into chest, your left leg extending long and away from your body. And if you have trouble wrapping your hands around your knee, you can place your hands under your thigh and pull it close to you that way. And just take a moment to notice the sensation of this stretch. And then let that leg release. Coming back to laying flat on your back, both legs stretched out. And then on the next exhale, bring your left knee into your chest, hugging it close with your arms either wrapped around your knee and shin or placed behind your thigh, just under the crux of your knee. Again, pulling it in close. And continue to breathe and just notice what this feels like. And then let it go. Release this leg. And roll over onto your belly. Go slow. There's no need to hurry here. Come up to your hands and knees. And now move your hips back towards your heels as though you were going to sit on your heels, but allow your forehead to drop to the floor. As though you're in a fetal position, but on your knees. Your arms can be stretched out in front of you or along your sides, resting along your legs, alongside your legs. And breathe. Now come back again to your hands and knees on all fours, on your knees, And imagine that your back could be flat like a table. Imagine also that you had a tail. And imagine pointing your tail towards the ground and your head to the ground as you arch your back up like an angry cat. Exhale as you do this. And when you're ready to inhale, keep your arms straight and allow your belly to soften and hang towards the ground like a hammock, as though each of your limbs were trees. Your head can look up to the ceiling. Your tail now points up to the ceiling. As you inhale and fill your belly, and when you're ready to exhale, go back into angry cat position, exhaling and arching your back up. And when you're ready to inhale, drop your belly towards the ground, keeping your arms straight. Head looking up towards the ceiling as best as you can, tail pointing up towards the ceiling. And continue with this for the next few moments, moving in and out of this posture, inhaling and filling your belly as it drops to the ground, exhaling and arching your back up to the sky in your own time. Let your breath decide when you're going to move. Notice your breath. Stay connected to your breath, the barometer. And now come back to a flat back, table back, and find a way to safely and slowly come up to standing. You might want to roll up slowly. And once you're standing, let your feet be hip width apart. Your arms can hang by your sides. Imagine you could reach the crown of your head up tall to the sky so that you're tall, but you're also relaxed, so not rigid. Roll your shoulders up towards your ears and shrug them down your back and allow your chest to open. Let your palms turn to face forward as they hang by your sides. Lower your chin towards your chest and moving as slowly as possible, roll your head to the right until your right ear is over your right shoulder. Allow your left arm to feel heavy and hang down by your side. Notice your breath and your body. And on the next exhalation, roll your chin back down towards your chest and continue to hold. Roll your head over to the left until your left ear is over your left shoulder, allowing the right arm to be heavy and hang down by your right side. Continue rolling your head from one side to the other as slowly as you possibly can, experiencing the sensation as though it were the first time you ever experienced it. Simultaneously experiencing your breath as though it were the first time you experienced it. Exploring the stretch in your neck, letting that come to a close by mindfully finding your way back to a neutral standing position. So head facing forward, eyes open or closed, your choice. And now let's do some shoulder rolls, just rolling your shoulders forward and then up towards your ears, down your back, and continuous movement here, rolling your shoulders. And then reversing direction. Notice your breath. And now bring your shoulders all the way up to your ears as far as they can go, squeezing them up tight. Hold your breath a moment and with an exhale, drop your shoulders away from your ears. And again, squeeze them up really tight, shoulders up towards your ears. Take a big inhale, hold your breath for a moment. Exhale and drop your shoulders away from your ears. And close your eyes a moment and just see if you're starting to notice sensation in your neck and shoulders that maybe you haven't felt before. And get curious about this sensation. We don't realize it, but when we're grieving, we hold a lot in our throat, in our shoulders, and also in our chest. So we're going to work on that too. So from wherever you're standing, slowly raise your arms up out in front of you, arms straight until your arms are shoulder height and parallel to the floor. Palms down. As slowly as you possibly can, with your arms straight, begin to open your arms, separating them from each other, moving your arms shoulder height out to the sides. And when you get to the sides, drop your hands behind your back and interlace your fingers. Allow your shoulders to drop away from your ears and your chest to open. Let your breath tell you if you're holding tension in any part of your body or if you need to back off from the stretch a little. Bend your knees slightly and begin to lift your interlaced hands and straight arms up and away from your buttocks. The edge might come quickly here. Your shoulder blades start to squeeze together. Breathe. Be curious about sensation. And as slowly as you moved into this position, move out of it by straightening your legs, lowering your arms back close to your buttocks, and releasing your hands from one another, allowing your arms to hang at your sides. Allow your feet to spread apart a little bit wider, maybe about a foot and a half between the two. Place your hands on your hips. Bend your knees slightly. And fold your body forward as far as you can. Honor any sensation in your back and move slowly so that you can maintain balance. If it feels right, you can release your arms and let them hang down towards the ground like rag dolls. Imagine you could release tension all along your back. Again, you can play with this and make it your own stretch. There's no right or wrong as long as you're practicing ahimsa. Notice your breath. And begin to roll up now, very slowly, moving almost imperceptibly, and bringing your head up last. When you've rolled all the way up to standing, pause for a few breaths and repeat this. Folding forward when you're ready. Knees slightly bent. And then just hang here. Imagine that this posture could create more space between each of your vertebra, releasing pressure off your nerves, releasing tension in your muscles. And now begin to roll up again, letting your head come up last. Bring your feet back to hip width apart, so about a fist width between your two feet. Make your hands into fists and rest them on your lower back on either side of your tailbone. Draw your elbows towards each other and inhale and lengthen your spine as you elongate your neck and tuck your chin slightly in towards your chest. Start to press your pelvis forward as you lean back and exhale. Breathe easy, gentle back bend. You don't have to go far. And when you're ready to return back up to standing, use your abdominal muscles as you exhale to come back up. Release your arms and notice your breath. Find your way to laying back down on your mat or blanket on the floor. Long legs, arms resting at your sides about 45 degrees away from your body, if that feels comfortable. Palms either up or down, experiment. And then rock your head from side to side to find that just right position. Eyes closed. Find your next exhale. And simply lay here and rest and breathe as your body receives the benefits of your yoga practice. Nowhere to go and nothing to do but breathe. Resting here. Now curl up on your side in the fetal position. Using your arms, now press yourself up to a sitting position, eyes still closed, attention still on your breath. And take a moment to send yourself some loving kindness. Maybe placing your hands over your heart. May I be happy. May I know peace. May I be free from suffering. Namaste.